Ready.
Okay, ready, recording?
Yep.
Second.
Okay, honorable commissioners, we're back on the record, and we are ready for the race review in the matter licensee Wesley T. Giles. And this is regarding race number four at Sunland Park Racetrack, run March 7th, 2026. Today is March 19th, and the time is 10:55. My name is Richard Bustamante, the attorney for the Racing Commission, and I'll be overseeing this race review proceeding. Again, this is in the matter of Wesley T. Giles regarding race number four, Sunland Park, March 7th, 2026. Race review is being presented here pursuant to Commissioner Rule 15.2.5.14E. And hearing the race review today are Commissioners Chairman Billy Smith, Vice Chairman John Buffington, and Commissioner Bob Petrie. Pursuant to Rule 15.2.5.14E1, notice of the time, date, and place of the hearing was sent to the appellant, Mr. Giles, as well as all owners and trainers who had horses in the race at issue, given that their placement of horses may be affected by the outcome of this appeal. Those affected parties will be given a brief opportunity to state their positions to the committee if they'd like. The question before the commission here is basically whether to uphold the steward's determination or revise the order of the finish. What will happen is the commission shall review the official recording of the race and first hear from the person filing the appeal, licensee Giles, and their witnesses. Thereafter, the stewards will have the opportunity to present their case, and presenting that will be presiding steward Julie Cagno. Just to let you know, commissioners, Mr. Giles does have one witness, Luis Valenzuela, and the commission will present three witnesses, Alfredo Segala, Jorge Morales, and Jonathan Rivera. And if I can get Mr. Giles to stand as well as his witness, both of you raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear and affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth under the penalty of perjury?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Mr. Giles, state your name for the record and how you're licensed by the commission.
Wesley T. Giles.
All right. Mr. Giles, present your case. Mr. Dominguez will run the race for you. We have several angles of the race, and you just let him know when you need him to stop, rewind, etc. So please proceed, sir.
Start with the first one. Top left.
Okay. After it runs to this race, we'll go to the pan.
Yeah. Okay, you can see, I have the one horse also. One horse goes in a little bit. My horse is a two horse. Right here, the three horse lets his horse drift in behind my horse, then has to alter it back out side of my horse. So the two horse is the one that got disqualified. The one horse is in the negative hole. So you got to have a space between the one and the two because the one goes in.
So you said the one horse was yours?
The one was mine also. But as you see at the break, let's rerun it again, please.
Rerun it again? Okay.
Yeah, if you would, please.
Yeah.
Okay, see how the one horse gets in there a little bit? The two horses maintaining her spot. She's going along there. Basically in the same spot, and all of a sudden the three comes out in behind the two and then alters back out. There's plenty of space between me and the three horse.
And let me just make sure I'm sharing my screen because it said.
Bye. Bob, can you see all this? Are you on there?
Yes, I'm on, but I cannot see it.
Well, you can't see the race?
No, it's not on my
screen. You see where my horse finishes? She's still in her.
Give me 1 second. I'm just going to make sure I share this.
1 second.
Window? Hey. There we go. Let's see.
Now you need to run it for Bob.
Let me run it. So can you see it now or no?
No, I cannot.
Okay. Where is it? I'm
clicking that. So, what if you do the back eye, then go back one, two,
so now click screen, on the right?
Window. Yes. Enough.
Thank you.
So go ahead. And how do you have it? No, which one is one?
The window, right?
Mm-hmm. It should be that one.
Yeah. Accepting it.
Going to your display real quick.
Okay. The display settings?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I will have to get it on.
Okay.
Based on it.
Okay. So go ahead and duplicate the displays.
Yep. Duplicate.
Okay. Go ahead and close it now.
Okay. Go back.
Yeah.
We're seeing it.
Oh. Share.
He's in, where's Bob? Okay.
Vegas.
New Mexico.
Or the other
one.
The other one.
Or
that one. Oh.
The hell is going to go up there?
Yeah.
Expensive bacon.
Yeah. I can try. Try that?
Yeah. Go ahead and leave it real quick.
Okay.
And then we'll rejoin.
Leave and rejoin.
Yeah, because that's all you can't see.
And normally it shared it's just this, fine. Yeah. So. Uh-huh. I just close out, I guess.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah, see, it's stuck. Something's wrong with you.
He's amazing.
Ex-jockey.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he's still jockeying. He's still jockeying or he's just being naked?
Just
being naked.
So,
I'm sure. He's,
I don't know what.
Maybe.
I'm still.
She has her kids. He's
well, he's here to help. The writer that called me, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
He's here to interpret.
Oh, okay.
In case he needs interpreting. The writer. I'll just take all of the one that called me on the screen.
Teams, go ahead.
I didn't know that.
See how it's still red, though. You're sharing it.
Bill, you made there?
That's all.
Okay. There I go. Okay, I got that.
You want to get us back on?
I can see that now.
Okay, run all the stuff for Bob that. Okay.
There we go.
You went that way.
We are,
but we got to start. We're starting over.
Yeah, kind of start.
Let's get the video up first.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are dealing with a little bit of technical issues. We're resolving them. Thank you for your patience, and we'll be started here very soon.
We don't.
Folks that are remote.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Commissioner Petrie, can you see?
Yes, I can.
Thank you. Okay.
Mr. Giles, why don't you go ahead and start?
Yes.
Left slide, please.
Okay.
Okay. At the break, the one horse goes in, the two horses continuing on. Right here, the rider on the three horse, his horse gets pushed in behind the two horse, and then he alternates it back out. Meanwhile, the outside of the whole bunch is coming in a little bit, tightening things up, which makes it appear like the two horse is getting out when actually the two horse is following a pretty straight line.
You like me to play back?
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the one horse belongs to Giles too, or he trains the one horse as well.
And you're saying the four push the three?
No, I'm saying the middle of the pack is edging in, which makes it appear like the two horse is the one that causes the problem. And as you see, as they finish out, she's where she's supposed to be.
This is the next angle that'll play as well. If you
okay. See, right, everything's good right there. And all of a sudden, the three horse gets in, comes up behind the two horse, then he turns its head to get back out again.
Did the three and four touch each other?
I don't know, but the three called it against the two.
This angle plays well here.
When you said it looks like the four.
The three and the four are touching a little bit right there.
Nobody ever touched.
Huh?
Nobody touched after that. Right?
As far as I know.
Well, you're saying the four moved the three over a little bit.
Well, I don't know if it's exactly the four, or maybe the bunch.
But all of
the
them.
Bunch of,
but the
bunch,
four and three touched.
The bunch did, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The bunch in the middle tighten up and are kind of just hanging on each other, which puts the three in a more, right now, the three's in a more peculiar spot because of the four and the five. And then right there, all of a sudden, the three horse drops in and the two horse doesn't change the direction of its running at all. And with the one horse going in, it puts a little more space between the one and the two, which, you know, gives appearance of looking like, why is that dead space there? It's because the one horse goes in. Say the one horse goes in right there, which puts spacing between the one and the two. I don't have to show any more on that side.
Do you?
No, need a dog. Pretty straight. She went there.
Does he need to be sworn in?
You were the jockey on.
I was the rider of the two horse.
Of the two horse?
Yeah.
Mine was number two.
Okay.
So the three horse, he gets out of his lane and goes behind yours, and then he comes back out.
That's how I see it.
I see them running over more racetrack than what the two was based off this video.
So you're saying the two horse stayed straight all the way down his deal?
Yeah.
I mean, geez, if he may drift out a foot in the length of a racetrack, you can't get a horse to run much straighter than that.
As straight as you could go.
So to me, that's pretty straight.
Maybe some wiggle room in their lane.
And again, Mr. Giles, you just let David know if you want to replay anything.
No, I don't need to replay anymore for me. Let them.
He can also stop and freeze things if you'd like as well.
No, I'm good.
Okay. Mr. Giles, anything else to add in your presentation or anything else you want to bring forth through your witness?
No, I guess, was this a unanimous decision to take her down on the steward's part or? I mean, I honestly just don't know what you guys were looking at.
Was there a jockey's objection to?
When the unanimous decision, where? I don't know if they have to feel that.
I think we had a rider.
Is it a unanimous decision, the stewards?
We did have a rider's objection to answer the first question. And yes, it was a unanimous decision to answer the question at this point.
And Mr. Giles, I know you've done your presentation, but generally, what do you feel was done in error by the stewards regarding their decision?
Well, I think that they probably looked at, instead of looking at the picture of where my horse is, they're looking at the picture of when the horse goes, and they've probably seen its head turn when the when the rider of the three allowed his horse to go in, pushed it in behind my horse and then pulled it out. The three horse is the one that run the crook, one crooked. It wasn't my horse. It was the three horse, the one that called the inquiry. I felt like he's the one that run crooked and got himself into a spot and caused his own trouble.
Commissioners, do you have any questions for Mr. Giles or for Mr. Valenzuela?
I do not at this point.
Okay.
No, I do not.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Giles, Mr. Valenzuela, do you have any questions for Presiding Steward Cagno?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. Steward Cagno, please present your case. Do you have your witnesses available?
They were all connected, hopefully with the little delay here. Let's just double check. And Mr. Valenzuela will also
okay.
Some of what he has to say.
And if I may, so Mr. Segala, Mr. Morales, right?
Mr. Morales.
And Mr. Rivera, you three are able to now enable your microphones and your cameras if you need to. So I just wanted to let you three know.
Okay, all right. Mr. Valenzuela, if I could have you stand.
Mr. Escobar,
I'm sorry.
With some translation.
Okay. All right. Let me have Presiding Steward Cagno, Jockey Alfredo Segala, Trainer Jorge Morales, Owner Jonathan Rivera, and Translator Victor Escobar, please all raise your right hand. Do all of you hereby swear and affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth under the penalty of perjury?
I do.
And gentlemen, all right, thank you. Steward Cagno, please proceed with your case.
Did Mr. Segala, were you able to hear all that? I just want to confirm.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Okay, honorable commissioners, thank you for your time today. Appreciate you taking the time to review this. So, one of the things I just want to go over before we start is this is all based on the rules that we have and the rules of racing from the New Mexico Racing Commission. And part of that is when the way is clear in a race, a horse may be ridden to any part of the course, but if any horse swerves or is ridden to either side so as to interfere with, impede, or intimidate any other horse, it is a foul. The offending horse may be disqualified if, in the opinion of the stewards, the foul altered the finish of the race, regardless of whether the foul was accidental, willful, or the result of careless riding. In a straightaway race, every horse must maintain position as nearly as possible in the lane in which it starts. If a horse is ridden, drifts, or swerves out of its lane in such a manner that it interferes with, impedes, or intimidates another horse, it is a foul and may result in the disqualification of the offending horse. So we're essentially looking at two parts. Was a horse impeded? Was there interference? And then as a result of that interference, did it alter the finish of the race? Did it affect the outcome of the race? And this is often interpreted as a horse's position, whether or not he could have achieved a better position. So we'll go ahead
go ahead.
Yeah. Play the race. And as Mr. Giles referenced, has the two horse. Now, if we pause here, we can see that the two is starting to move out of his lane. So irregardless of where the one is at this time, the two is just starting to drift out of his lane. Now we can see a slight shift on both the two and the three. The two slightly shifting out, the three slightly shifting in. Now here's where things start to change. The two continues to drift out. We can look at the head-on view. We can see that the two is no longer in the lane for the two. This is a straightaway race. So you can see that the two has started to move into the lane of the three. When we look at the head-on view, we can see that the two does not have clearance of the three to drift over. You can change lanes if there's sufficient clearance. At this point, we can see right now the three is essentially on the heels of the two. Here you can see the rider of the three. The horse's head is starting to come up because he is now forced to check. He doesn't have any choice. Otherwise, he's going to clip heels and go down. As we continue, you can see how much this horse's head is being turned because he has no choice but to take a hold in order to for the safety of both himself and his horse. Here you can see the horse's head fully in the air. So we've gone on now for a couple of strides where he's had to take a hold. You can see the two in the head-on view is now clearly in the lane of the three. And the three is checking. He's trying to take evasive action. He's still, this is going on now for another stride. Another stride, he still has the horse's head up. He's still not clear of the two's heels because the two is clearly in his lane at this point. So here's where now he's starting to be able to give his horse any kind of chance now to run. So he's gone for several strides, severely checking his horse. Now you can see how much he had to take back and where he is in comparison to the other horses. This horse has a late run, and this was an important part of the dialogue of the second part of the equation. You see in the pan view, as the three.
See, the four horse has a late run?
The three horse.
I mean, three
horse. Three horse. Watch how he closes on the one.
It's like to me, okay. It's all going by him, the outside and the inside.
So when you look at the finish, here's going to be the important part. Could the three have achieved a better placing if not for the interference? So the three is in the picture, although it's a little bit blurry, is only a head behind the one. If not for that amount of interference, for the extended period of time, the numerous strides that the three had to check, would he have been just a head further forward? And I'm going to put it in different terms. The equibase race charts shows the times, the finishing times of all these horses. The winner finished in 19.597. The fourth place finisher, who is the number one, finished in 19.781. Number three finished in 19.808. We are talking for the difference of less than 31 thousandths or 3/100ths of a second, like that. That's how quick the amount of time difference is here. So if not for that interference, could that horse have finished that much faster?
3/100ths.
Oftentimes, this is not an official. It depends how fast somebody's going. So
it's approximately two lengths, over two lengths.
That's one interpretation, but it all depends on the individual horse. So if not for having to check for several strides, multiple strides, and this was a very hard check. This wasn't just, I need to turn my horse's head. This is, I'm twisting my horse's head up into the air, and I'm having to alter course. So if not for that, was that 3/100ths of a second? The period of time that he was beat. Mr. Valenzuela, just wanted to reiterate, when we had movies the following day, you recall that day? We had movies the following day, and at that time, you had mentioned that you prevented your horse from drifting more. So is it correct that you acknowledge?
Yes, because she did move slightly, same as a three, moved slightly in, I moved slightly out, and I prevented it from happening more. Slightly, the same around the two minor.
Oh, so you feel slightly. So we'll go back and look at that and look at the difference of how each horse shifted. And is it correct you also mentioned that she was looking around possibly at the flag?
Her ears were perked forward.
Okay, so he, that was Mr. Valenzuela's explaining to us some of the things that happened in the race and why the horse took its actions. Mr. Sagala, can you hear us?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, would you share with us your view of what happened? And I can go back to the start. If you'd like, you tell me what, if there's anything in particular where you want me to stop, but share your view of what happened.
Okay. Right there. Yeah, my horse started and running right there when the number two get a little bit out, a little bit, and I check it like one time and right there. I check a little bit one time right there.
Okay.
Because I see that. I check it like one time right there. And after that, the horse, the number two, he go more to the front. But I'm there. I'm still there. And I can ride in my horse. I try to ride it right there, but he go out again. And I try to look, get out back to my hole, and I don't have a spot to go to my hole.
And Mr. Sagala, I'm going to share with everybody that's looking at it. Here we can still see the starting gate. We can see that number three is still in its lane. We can see that the two is starting to bear out of its lane.
Yeah, I'm in my lane almost all the time. And more, when my horse start running, more, a little bit more. The second time is when he go more out and I need to check really, really strong. He never gave me a chance to ride my horse. Right there. Right there, starting to get it out, the number two. And I started to stop my horse again.
Is he getting out or are you getting in?
I'm going to point out that we can still see the starting gate here. Okay, sorry.
Chairman, that's a
question. Is he getting out or is he getting in?
The number two go out.
The three horse.
I'm still my hole. And the two starting to get it out again. And right there is what I check really strong. You can see me up on the horse. Stop riding to try to not fail. Because I see the horse really close to my horse. I'm going to clip heels and I'm moving my horse. That's all we can see. We can show you.
What's the form on the three horse look like? Previous races.
For me, I stopped my horse. Because I'm behind the number two. For the same problem, he no give me chance to ride my horse. Because I know my horse, he ran better on.
Yeah, let me give him a pass.
Okay. And in answer to your question about the three horses form, the three horse won his last race. And in some of his previous races, you can see in the comments, late gain. So this is a horse that's a closer.
So that's what I've heard of, trying to say that his horse, the farther he goes, the better he start running. He mentions that the last 220 yards, the horse was just getting his momentum. He had to change several times.
If I click, will this stay on the screen? I don't want the race to go, but I want to. Cool. Oh yeah, no, okay.
Yeah.
So here we can see on the screen, this is the starting gate with the two. I can't move it very well, but I think we can see that the two horse is no longer in his lane. Would be about the lane of the two. So the two has drifted out at this point.
Any other questions or testimony? Stuart Cagno from Jockey Segala.
Mr. Segala, yes. Well, Mr. Segala, we can go ahead and proceed with the rest of the race. Anything else that you would like to share?
Como dijo Víctor?
Que van a dejar correr el resto de la carrera, que si quieres decir algo más de la carrera.
Pues nomás las dos veces que chequé, las dos veces que me hizo checar el número dos, y pues yo traté de estar siempre en mi línea, y el dos veces subió para arriba, y pues no, la mera verdad, no, nunca me dejó correr mi caballo, hasta las últimas 100 yardas, pero ya era tarde.
He says that two horse kept drifting out, getting on his way, and he had to check. He couldn't really not let his horse run into the last 150 yards.
Mr. Segala, is there anything else you would like to add, or any comments from any other riders in the race shared with you?
Oh, del jinete del número cuatro fue el que me dijo que miró que dijo, él me dijo que no sabe cómo no me caí, porque miró que mis caballos agarró las, metió las manos en el caballo del dos.
El jinete del cuatro. The rider at the four horse mentioned that he was lucky that he didn't go down.
So the rider of the four shared that he saw what happened, and he had been concerned that number three was going to go down as a result of the actions of number two. Is that correct, Mr. Segala?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. We also have connected trainer Jorge Morales. Mr. Morales, are you able to hear or speak right now?
I can hear you, but I'm at the dentist right now. I can hear all you guys are saying.
Okay. Mr. Morales gave me permission to share that he had an emergency dental appointment this morning as the result of a horse injury, and the only time they could get him in at 10:30. But he is connected. So, Mr. Morales, I don't know if you can see or if you'd like to watch certain parts of the video, but share with us, please, either what you would like to see or what you would like to share.
Just down two words. The two comes down at the second time that he is right in front of my horse. I mean, we're running against the clock here. It's a trial race. How can Segala proceed riding his horse when he has a horse right in front of him?
And what is the importance of these races? How do time trials compare to any other race on any other day?
There, we're running against the clock in trials. Any 10 tenths of a second can cost us a qualification.
Thank you for that. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
That's it. I'm sorry. I'm just here trying to get my teeth done. So I was hoping that I can be there for a testimony, but I have my dentist waiting on me right now.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, guys.
We also have the owner, Jonathan Rivera. Are you still with us?
Yes, I'm right here.
John.
Okay. Would you share, would you like to watch any parts of the replay again, or what would you like to share?
Yeah, of course. I have a couple points to make. So number one, if you guys could replay that video for me.
Look at those inside horses bumping each other. She's just gone about the business.
So you see right around there, we have that shift in lane from horse number two. Now, I don't know if you're able to see my arrow where I'm pointing at.
No, we cannot. But I can move an arrow around and you can tell me where you want.
If you go straight to the gate, I mean, he's almost still in his lane. If you keep going further, maybe a stride or two, he's already
referring to the three, right? You want me to keep it on the three or the two?
Yeah, let the video go a little bit more, a couple more strides. So right there, you can see where the two has already shifted into the lane of the three. And that was the initial one.
Okay.
If you keep going down, that instance happens again further down the track.
He's watching both horses, four and the three, come together again.
But that's also a result of, at that pause right there, there's a substantial gap between one and two. One and two are basically covering the lanes of one through three.
Hey, if you can see my arrow, I'm drawing a yes. line from the, trying to that draw should, a line from the.
That should be horse three.
Starting point of the two.
Yeah, there's a substantial gap right there between those two, where he has already shifted into our lane. And if you keep going down that, you know, you could see where that horse just, he keeps, you know, going over.
Isn't it the rider of the three looking at four as well? He's worried about the four running over him, as well as anybody else. The three and four are causing their own problems. In my opinion.
Yeah, if you keep letting that run a little bit, you could see that even more. Right there, he's starting to cross right heavily this time. Yeah. He's more aggressive crossing into our lane. And this is where Sigala makes the right choice. Not the choice, he has to stop. He has to pull that horse back, you know, for his own safety and the safety of the horse.
Okay, and I'm using the pointer on the screen to show the three as he's starting to check.
Yeah, the bottom left corner shows the horse being clearly in front of us. Directly above that, you see the shift in number three's head where he's being pulled back.
Okay, and I'm also going to show that the four does not have an effect of what's going on here, that this is the two moving into the path of the three with no effect from the four.
Correct. And you still see that substantial gap between, it's an even larger gap there between one and two. If you, can you click your arrow up by the gates to see where number two is at this point? Yeah, that's clearly at least a horse over, if not two.
So we're looking at the two moving into the path, into the lane of the three, with yes. no effect from the four at this point.
Correct.
And just a little bit further to show the three being forcibly checked, head in the air, with the two clearly in his lane. And also, this is what we often call heel clipping range, without any doubt.
Correct. Definitely heel clipping range. And then jockey on horse number two, he always has his whip out, you know, pretty far back, pretty much into the horse at that point too, when he's whipping there. So I would consider that, you know, an intimidation at that point too.
Thank you for that point.
I know you referenced that at the beginning where, you know, intimidation is part of what's considered.
Yes, that is part of our rule. I read it straight out of the rule.
Yeah.
Honorable commissioners, any questions for Stuart Cagno, Jockey Sigala, Trainer Morales, or Owner Rivera?
Not for me.
Not for me.
Mr. Giles, do you have any questions for Stuart Cagno or the others?
I would like to go back to the GM 5B point after what I heard.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Mr. Cagno?
Can I just clarify? Mr. Rivera, is there anything else that you would like to add or reference to the time trials, the importance of time and time trials?
So I think I have covered those points. You know, I agree with Trainer as well. This is not your typical race. It's not a typical day race. We're all against the time. It's not a matter of how you place. It's a matter of the seconds you're running. It's against the clock, you know, and like you said earlier, you know, based on what he was held back, you know, he could have definitely placed a lot better. He was stopped at least two times, you know, and from there, like I said, we reference safety and we reference intimidation as well from number two.
Thank you, Mr. Rivera.
Okay, anything further, Stuart Catnow?
I reserve my time to respond to whatever Mr. Giles has to share.
And actually, Mr. Giles will have the last word. So if you want to complete your presentation, and then obviously Mr. Giles can ask you questions as well, but he does have the last say so in this race review.
Okay. Was this, I'm sorry, maybe, did you want to add something else about watching replay or just your
question? I heard the comments, what Ryder and what the other people said about the race. I would like to go back and point out a couple of things if I could.
So if he's going back, then do I have the opportunity then to respond?
Yeah, I can ask questions.
Yes, you can ask questions, basically. Yeah.
Okay, but if I'm going to give a closing, you want me to give it now?
Yes, please.
Okay, so I'm just going to reiterate, Honorable Commissioners, that this decision was based solely on the rules. We look and determine whether or not there was interference, intimidation, and then after determining that, how did it affect the outcome of race? Did it affect the outcome of race? Did it alter the finish? Did it change the placings? Could somebody have achieved a better placing? And it was very clear that there was interference and intimidation. And as a result, it did alter the placings. The results of number three certainly would have been better. He is a closer. And it was a very, very small amount, but we're calling ahead, or 3/100ths or 3/1000ths of a second. Certainly the amount of time that that horse was checking, altering stride, affected the outcome of the race. And that was how the disqualification was determined.
Right. Thank you, presiding Stuart Cagno. Mr. Giles, and again, Stuart Cagno will have the opportunity to ask you questions.
Can I run? Okay. Let's run it to...
Not regular speed, we can.
No, okay. No, sorry. Let's go to right there. Stop. Is this a clicker? Is that the one that puts it else?
Yeah, but so don't click, but you can move the mouse and it'll show the feet a little
bit. Oh, I'm sorry.
You're fine.
Okay. So what I want to show is right here. This is where the rider complained that things started. Okay, so where am I at?
So it's that guy right there. It's a little
there you are.
Yeah.
Okay.
So as long as you're just moving it wherever you need to.
See where the eight horse is? You see where the three horse is? That's a pretty small gap between the eight horse and the three horse. And the three horse is rubbing on the four horse because the 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 are all in a two horse lane. So, which makes it appear like my horse is actually getting out into his horse when these guys are bunched up getting into my horse. Okay, run it a little further,
please. Yep. Go ahead, just use the means. And just let me know when to stop.
So the four horse, if he's feared for his life, it's because everybody else is bunched into him. It's not because of the two horses bunched into him, which is one of the testimonies that I heard. Okay, I'm maintaining there. Okay, now you see, stop there.
There you go, you're right there. So.
Okay, right now, a little faster. Sorry.
Trying to get the pointer to the
floor. Okay, see the three is making space away from my two horse, but him and the four are still rubbing right there. Okay, continue.
Okay, use that real quick.
Okay, stop again. See the space of the two and the three now. Got a lot of space. Okay. All right. Now continue watching the three horse. Okay, the four start to move out a little bit, and all of a sudden there's a big space still between the three and the four. But where's the three going? He's dragging his horse behind the two horse. That's when the head has to come up and alternate the horse back. Nobody changed positions through that whole process except for the three horse. And he started changing his motion. That's what I see. Thank you.
Stuart Cagno, any questions for Mr. Giles?
I'm just going to go back to start.
No trancar porque no estamos allá.
And Mr. Giles pointed out what was going on the outside. We are looking at all of that. And one of the things I'd like to share is if that were the only thing that happened, this would be a whole different outcome. So yes, we see that. But then further along the course, as they go further, is when there's significant change. And that's, as Mr. Giles was pointing out.
And do you have a question regarding Mr. Giles?
Yeah, I'll get to that. Let me just get to where he had stopped this also. And so, Mr. Giles, are you able, when you look at this,
yes.
We could see, and I'm acknowledging that early on there was a shifting from the outside, but those outside horses have now moved back out. So there's been a change. Okay. And
so my question is, who caused the damage? Was it my horse or the outside horses punching in?
At this point, it was from here on, it's of the steward's opinion that the two is continuing to move out of his lane. So here's the starting stall for the two. So here we can see, you may or may not agree, I can ask you if you agree, but that from the steward's opinion, to answer your question, is that the two is moving out and continues to do so.
Continues to move out more?
Yes.
In your opinion?
Yes. Let's go to the next
further ahead. Yeah, I'm sorry, I know you had your opinion, I'll refine your thoughts.
Right here, and when you're watching his feet, you could see where he's started to move out. He's moved out further. We can see the lane for the two and how much further the two has moved out. And at this point, the three didn't choose to be there. He was in his lane, still in his lane, and is now as forced to take evasive action. As the two, and looking at his feet, I'll point out, you could still see his feet drifting out of the two, moving into the lane, continuing to move into the lane of the three.
Any other questions for licensee Giles?
Oh, okay, all right. He's got our own thing.
Mr. Dominguez, if you could check to see, is there anyone attending remotely that participated in this race that would like to submit a comment to the commissioners regarding this race review? Please raise your hand.
How many people are watching?
13. That's key in total. Mr. Bustamante, I do not see any hands raised to speak on this race.
Okay. All right. Okay. Mr. Giles, if you want to make a closing statement regarding everything you presented here, feel free to do so now.
I think I've pretty much said what I can say.
Okay. All right. Okay. At this point, basically, the race review hearing is over. If I could have everybody exit the hearing room, the commissioners will deliberate, and then we'll bring everybody back in and announce the decision, right? So thank you, everyone.